Good luck out there today.
You all are just wonderful people.
Find out what's biting on The Fishing Report with your host, Tina Harbuck, and the ship's Chandler. I'm sitting here with Tina Harbuck. She is the sports reporter, fishing reporter, jack of all trades, but this is October, Tina, and October in Northwest Florida means the Destin Fishing Rodeo.
And it is on.
Yesterday was the first day.
Yes, it was.
How was it? You were out there most of the day, right?
I was out there from 9:30 till we weighed the last fish at 7:20 yesterday.
Yikes. Okay.
92 fish went up on the boards yesterday.
Is that some kind of record or anything?
No, it's not a record. I think the most we've ever had was like 130 something on the
first day. Okay.
But 92 is nothing to laugh at. That's a lot of fish that we had come in. And that's not even counting ones that came in but were not big enough to make it on the board.
Yeah, all the little kids coming in.
Yeah, that's 92 fish that made it up on the board yesterday. It's the first day, so everything's new, fresh, you know, so most everything that comes in does make it on the board.
That's right.
But, you know, we had kings knocking off kings. We had Spanish knocking off Spanish groupers falling and all kind of stuff already on the first day. So competition is on.
And you had dudes coming in with their kayak fish, too.
Yes, we had some kayaks come in yesterday with fish. Okay. It's always – we had one called the Yellow Submarine. I loved it.
The kayak was called Yellow Submarine?
I said, of course it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way that rolls. But, yeah, we had some – I mean, when I got there at 9:30, there were already people waiting to weigh in. I mean, you know, and the scales don't open until 10 o'clock. But there was a little girl, 5 years old, fish in a cooler, and she was wanting to weigh in her fish.
Yeah.
Well, she could weigh in her fish, but she couldn't be the first entry. The first fish entry has to be 6 years of age and older.
Oh.
She was five, and it was her birthday.
Okay.
So we made a big deal out of it anyway because it was cool, you know, it was neat. But the first official fish entry was a 6.4-pound redfish brought on the Destin Inshore Guides with Captain Josh Cahoon. This is his second year in a row where he's had the first fish, you know, and it's pretty much always a redfish, you know. That's something they can go catch in the bay real quick, you know, and get in with. But like you said, he wasn't really trying to get the first fish, you know. He just, his trip went from 5:30 to, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning and just happened to end up right at the time scales open. But anyhow.
Sure, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so talk about some of the big fish that were caught yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody caught a big giant gag grouper?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, about the time we had just a little bit of a break around between after that 12 o'clock rush, you know, about 1 o'clock, I was fixing to sit down and eat, and Captain Jim Westbrook comes running up. Casey's coming in a few minutes on the Sousa Q. He's got a big old gag grouper. I said, you got to be kidding. So I put the salad down, and I ran back down to try to see what was going on. And sure enough, and the cool thing about this was Tom Wilson, he's 72 years old, you know, and he's still out there fishing. But they caught a 44.6-pound gag grouper.
Wow.
I mean, and then we're back at the docks by 1:20, you know.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool. Usually you don't see the big fish come until later in the day, you know, because they're further out, deeper holes and that kind of thing. I talked to Captain Casey. I says, man, I said, how in the world did y'all do that? And he says, well, we just dropped it right in his mouth. Pulled it right out, you know. They went right to the spot. They knew where they were going and that kind of thing. So, you know, they were able to come in with that. And so that 44.6 is still holding. That's the big grouper of the day.
Okay.
Now, we had a bigger one come in later in the day. And it was, I want to say it was 38 pounds. And so that's like the second place.
Okay.
Grouper on the board right
well,
now.
Well, you had an opportunity to talk to that first place angler and
I
the captain,
sure did.
Right?
Okay, I sure did. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to that and talk about, listen to how that went.
I got Mr. Tom Wilson down here on the docks. The first day of the rodeo. So far, he has come in with the biggest fish we've seen. What was it like pulling it in?
A lot of work. Yeah. Not as bad as the two sharks that caught before.
Oh, no. Did it take you a pretty good while to pull it in?
No. About 10 minutes.
What did it feel like?
An anvil
coming off the bottom, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, Lord. How long did it take y'all? Casey, come here a second. How long did it take y'all to get that fish in?
About 5-10 minutes, but you got a war for about 5 or 10 minutes. It's not something.
So he was a tough fight.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh,
and we had some big sharks hooked, and we had a couple other big fish hooked. But
and you said
he did good.
When y'all would come in with a fish that size by 1:30, y'all must have went right to the spot.
And we just got lucky. I'd rather be lucky than good any day.
So yeah, Tina, that's pretty exciting. Big fish already being caught, and you know, over 90 fish. So they seem pretty excited with it, with that fish.
Exactly.
And what? So this goes on all the way through the 31st of October. It's a good time. Anybody that hasn't been to it needs to check it out. What are some of the cool things? Besides seeing big fish being weighed, what are some of the, like, they have certain events coming up. What are some of the events coming up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, just come on down. I mean, you know, it's fun just to sit in the stands. It's a beautiful time of year. You know, the sunsets in October don't get any better, you know. But, you know, we got merchandise for sale every day. You know, there's music playing throughout the day when Bruce is not on the speaker speaking, you know. But, you know, it's just a fun event. But we've got all kind of stuff happening throughout the month, and speaking of Bruce the Waymaster, I mean, if you
time is
that's right, yeah. Man, and you know, he blew the whistle yesterday to start the rodeo, and I mean, it was on after that. But he has a special day that comes up later in the month, and we always recognize Bruce because I talked to him yesterday. This is his 35th year to do the rodeo.
Yeah.
But on October the 16th, which is a Wednesday, is Celebrate Bruce Cheese Day. You know, and on that day, also, we do what we call ringing of the bell, where we remember fishermen of the past that have passed on, mm-hmm. that have, you know, that were a big part of the rodeo and part of our community and that kind of thing. And we kind of ring the bell, and that starts at 5 o'clock, and it'll go till closing that
that's
day,
nice,
usually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, mm-hmm. then. You know, it's a neat memorial. And then on October the 19th, we have Rootin' Tootin' Roundup for the kids.
Cool.
Yeah, the kids will gather up down at the Okaloosa Island Pier, and they'll fish in the morning. And, you know, it's they check in. It says at 8 o'clock to 8:45, and then from 9 to 11, they fish, and then they'll have a little lunch down there on the dock for the anglers. And it's only $10 per kid, you know, but they get a free rod and reel, and they get to mm-hmm. fish, and they get a free T-shirt and all that kind of stuff for the
Can't
$10.
Beat that. No.
Yeah, it's a good time for the kids.
And then every Saturday, Shark Saturday, right?
Oh, yeah, we got Shark Saturdays. Every Saturday, the largest shark of the day win $250. Of course, that won't be awarded until the end of the rodeo, but $250 for the biggest shark on that particular Saturday.
Cool.
And they'll get a trophy and that kind of thing. And that's not to say that we won't have sharks during the week.
Cause yeah, that's true.
Because we got Make 'em My Day shark category where, you know, we'll have sharks throughout the tournament. But
definitely something to see. And so if people wanted to come down, when does it start getting active down there? What's a good time? Like 4-ish? I mean.
Well, you know, you have a push from like 12 to 1, and then you have kind of like a break, you know, it seems like, and then mm-hmm. about 2 o'clock, you know, because you have your boats that schedule these 6, 8, 10, 12 hour trips, that kind of deal, you know. So 12, 2, 4, 6, mm-hmm. you know, and the later in the day, you know, usually the fish get bigger as the day goes on.
Yeah,
because that wasn't necessarily true yesterday, though.
Hmm.
I mean, we had let me back up here and just tell you about this. At 2:30 yesterday, we had a 27-pound king brought in by one of our local kids, William Sexton. He was fishing with his dad on the SS Mullet. He's the leading king right now in the jackpot. He won it yesterday. Now, that's a thing that goes on every day, but you have to be entered in it. It's $100 for the boat to enter the King Mackerel Jackpot, and if you're in it and your king is the largest of the day, $100.
Nice.
$100, yeah. So that little kid right there, him and his dad got it yesterday. And then this was a little bit before 4 o'clock yesterday, we had a 77-pound amberjack go on the board.
Oh.
You know, on Into the Blue, that's Captain Groovy.
Captain Groovy. I like that.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, so, you know, that's before 4 o'clock, and, you know, you got a 77-pound amberjack coming in. So, you know, yeah. A lot of them will wait until the last minute, you know, to come in with those big fish. But, you know, you just never know.
That's true.
You got to be ready. But, yeah, I usually would say any 2 to 6 or 4 to 6 or 7. I mean, you know, the scales close at 7. Okay. So
yeah, it's a great place to get a cocktail, watch the sunset, see some fish.
Exactly.
You don't. There's plenty of money things you could do to spend money on. There's plenty to do, but you don't have to if you don't want to.
just come and sit.
Come on down.
So. Just come and sit. And I mean, the stands were full yesterday. The bleachers were full.
Awesome. That's what it's all about. Well, thanks,
exactly.
Tina.
No problem, man.
We'll see you guys down at the Scales. October, Destin Fishing Rodeo 2019. Here we come.
There you go.
All right.
That'll work.
That'll work.